You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with the local newscast. The Jackson Town Council took steps towards creating a town and community-wide sustainability plan at a Monday workshop. Council members approved a big-picture vision that goes beyond specific climate actions like reducing emissions to include broader goals related to ecosystem stewardship and climate resiliency. Ecosystem Stewardship Administrator Tanya Anderson said at the workshop that Jackson should set an example for other communities.
If we aren't willing to take action, there's no reason anyone else should too.
Community members urged the town to move quickly and adopt the plan. Grant Gallagher, the 26-year-old civil engagement coordinator for Jackson Hole Conservation Alliance, was one of several young adults supporting the plan.
Take this opportunity to make this plan as comprehensive, as equitable, as ambitious as we can make it. That's what I hear people asking for, is that we see Jackson, we see planet Earth as the future, and that we have a responsibility to take ambitious action to address climate change.
Council members ultimately approved the plan's priorities, which could include actions such as investing in carbon offsets, reducing air pollutants, and prioritizing equity in the process. The town will now assemble a team to finalize the plan. The council could approve the plan as early as next fall. The battle over Wyoming's abortion ban came to Teton County District Court again on Monday. Judge Melissa Owens heard arguments about whether two Republican state lawmakers and an anti-abortion nonprofit should be allowed to weigh in on the topic. Abortion is currently legal in Wyoming. The state passed a law banning abortion last spring, but a lawsuit is preventing it from going into effect. Now, Right to Life Wyoming and Republican state representatives Rachel Rodriguez-Williams and Chip Neiman want to intervene in the case. Their lawyer argued Monday that they have vested interest in the subject and should be allowed to provide evidence. Ultimately, Judge Owens decided to release a decision within 2 weeks. A motion to send the case to the Wyoming Supreme Court is also pending. The Food Bank of Wyoming is ramping up its Thanksgiving food assistance efforts. The Public News Service's Eric Galatis has more.
Turkeys and other holiday standards are still available for struggling families through food pantries, senior centers, school districts, and other community sites fueled by the Food Bank of Wyoming, according to Executive Director Rachel Bailey. She says many are facing food insecurity during the holiday season for the first time, and people across the state are working hard to ensure that all Wyoming families can have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
There's a lot of initiatives. We have a lot of incredible partnerships with folks that are really trying to ensure that there is enough food out there for everyone to access this holiday season.
The need for food assistance has increased significantly over the past year. Bailey says frontline groups are serving up to double the number of households compared with a year ago. Demand spiked when federal funding for free school meals for all students expired earlier this year. For a list of mobile pantries headed out to rural areas and other distribution sites across the state, head to the Food Bank's website, wyomingfoodbank.org. I'm Eric Galatis.
In Jackson, the Elks Club will offer a no-cost Thanksgiving meal for the holiday tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. The First Baptist Church of Jackson Hole will also host a potluck at 4 p.m. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.